Okay, we're on Ches Amud Beis, the bottom of the page, second last line. V'amar Abai, Ruvain Shemachar Sada L'Shimon Shalom B'Achrayas. So we have a case. Ruvain, he sells his field to Shimon without Achrayas, meaning if it comes, it's taken away from him by Balichov or whatever the case might be, he can't come back to Ruvain with any tainus to ask for the money back. And then what happened? V'yatsu alea asikim. Asikim is people that claim that the field was theirs. You know, Ruvain has sold a stolen field. So now Shimon is getting nervous that he bought this field and it was Shlomo Achrayas, so he wants to back out on the deal. So Mura says, Ad shelo ichzik ba, if Shimon has not yet done a chazaka, then yachol lachzor bo, he can change his mind and back out on the deal. But mishichzik ba ein yachol lachzor bo, once he's already made a chazaka, he can't go back anymore. My time, why? The Amar Lei, because Reuven could say to him, Chayta de Kitri Savart Vikibalt, says a sack full of knots you accepted upon yourself. In other words, you bought like a bag of air that was tied up, and then you open it up and you see it was empty. You know, it was, you took a chance. You know, you bought this, we bought it with Shlomo Achrayas, and you made a chazak and everything, and tough luck, you know, that's your problem. Meimetai have a chazaka. At one point is a call having a chazaka and you can't back out anymore. Miki daish amitsri. Once you put up the borders, like you raise the borders and set the borders of the field. Vedafka shalom b'achrayas. But as we said, this is dafka if it was no achrayas. But of all b'achrayas, if Reuven sold the field to Shimon with achrayas, then he can come back to him if something happens. So then, lo, we don't say this, and even after he makes a chazaka, he can still come back and say, I don't want it. V'yikad amri, some say, no, afilu b'achrayas nami. Even if it's sold with achrayas, he still can't be chozer. Damar lei, because Reuven can say to Shimon, he can say to him, achve tirpach v'ashalem lach. He can say, what are you worried? It's going to be taken away from you, and okay, lamaisa, if it gets taken away from you, then we'll talk. The tirpach is the shtar that once it gets taken away from him, the basin gives him a shtar that the field was, you know, was taken out of his rishus, and then he can go back now because it's with Achrayas back to Reuven and get his money back. So that form that's called the tirpach, he gets from the basin. So Reuven says, oh, look, okay, I know it's Achrayas, fine, Achrayas. So if Lamaisa gets taken away from you, show me your tirpach and I'll give it back to you. But till then, the deal's the deal. Okay, Rashi, Asikin is Orin Lomar Shalanu. It's ours. Chayta Dekitri Sakshura Malei Ruach. It's a closed bag full of air. V'ikdam Refila Berachrayas Nami. Afilu Kibel Achrayas Alav. The Yesh Lomar Hoyel V'Sofalak Zor Alav. Because one might say the late since this is with Achrayas, so in the end he's going to come back to him anyways when it gets taken away. Hakshav Nami Yakzor. Everything can say, look, why wait? Let me just give me my money back now. Still can't take it back. Why namar lei? The mochin say ach mi tirpach. Show me your tirpach. The kasvu lecha based in which is star tirpach. Shemidin not lumim chavash leimlach. That's a form that shows that it was taken from you, and then I'll give you your money back. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now we're readdressing the question which we had back. When about the steer and the psukim, where it says on the one hand it says meitav karmo, etc. You have to give the best, and we have another pasuk that says yashiv livalav yashiv afilu rabos subim. Remember we had a steer. What do you give back? The best, the worst. So now we're going back to that to answer that up. Rav Huna amar that what does it mean that the mazik has two ways of paying? Oh kesef. Oh, meitav. He can either pay money or he can pay meitav. Now, before he has a chance to finish explaining what he wants to say over here, right away the Gemara comes in. Esavi Rav Nachman the Rav Huna, and he says, "What are you talking about? Yashiv l'rabot shvei kesef afilu subin." So, what are you telling me? He can pay meitav or he has to pay cold cash? But it says that you can pay even subin. So answers Rav Huna, Hacha b'mayaskin. And when the pasuk says yashiv, it's talking about b'daleisle. So what I meant to say is that if he has to pay meitav, and what is the yashiv coming to tell me? Filisubin. That's the, that's if he doesn't have money or fields. He can pay fields or money. And that's the, and if he has that field or money, then he can pay subin. That's what the yashiv is coming to tell me. You can pay subin if you don't have meitav or kesef. So Gemara says on that, ida leisle pshita. So what do you have to, what do you have to tell me that for? Of course, if any, the only thing he has is subin, you can pay subin. Nevadai, whatever you have to, you pay. If you have nothing. So what do you have to, what does Rav Huna have to come and tell me, or the pasuk have to come and tell me, according to Rav Huna, yashiv l'rav subin, if you have nothing else, you pay the subin. No kidding, nevadai. So he answered, no, ma unatame, amrina leisle trach zabin, v'yaisile kesef, kamash malan. I might have, it's coming to the Chadashas, I might have thought that the Nizah could say to the Mazik, listen Mazik, right, you owe me Meitav, you owe me or cash, okay, you want to pay me the Subin, forget it. You want to pay me Subin, sell it and give me the cash. Because we said it's Meitav or cash, and I want cash if you can, don't have the Meitav. So sell your Subin and give me the money. Kamash Malan, says the Pasuk, Yashiv, no, Rabba Subin, no, you can't force them to change it into money, give them the Subin. Okay, Rashi, Rav Huna Amar Lo Kasha Cry Deleel. We have no. He's trying to answer the Pstira of Kesev Umeitav. He said Deleel because he says it says Kesev Umeitav. The Haki Kamar Rachmana O Kesev Yitain Lo O Meitav Sadeh Sadotav. V'Hadolo Iri Rav Huna Al Hach. How come we're not bringing this until now? Bishum Debai Lasuke Milsa. The Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, because if we want to finish up the inyan that we were talking about before about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, the bow that we asked before, because Shain Shamin Oto is a Bishloin Shamin or Beolam Shamin, etc. So we want to clarify that first. V'adhaka kamayu v'azim until now. Shvei Kesef v'atamar Kesef. It says Shvei Kesef. So b'dolait late lo Kesef lo sadot. Then he can give the subin. So he said, "That's pasha." No, ma'u netema, amrina leila mazik zil tarach mezabin. Go sell your subin bekesef. I see leis kesef, and gives, and then give him, give me the money. Kamash malan, he doesn't have to do that. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar of Asi, ksafim harei hen kikarka. He says that money is like land. To try to understand that, what is he talking about? L'may yelchaso, l'gabe, what is he saying this? Elam l'in yemeitav, if you want, if it's l'gabe meitav, you can get, you have to get meitav, you want to give cash, you can give cash. Sumer says, if that's what he's saying, hainu the Ravuna, that's exactly what we just said, Ravuna said, that you can give meitav or kesef. So therefore, if that's what Ravuna meant to quote Ravasi, then he said the same thing. He should have said, v'chein amar Ravasi. Ella, another try. We're talking about here, L'shnei Achim, Tzachalku. Two brothers, they had a Yerusha, they split it up. Natal Achad Karka v'Achad Ksafim. And they decided, here, you, Reuben will take the land, Shimon will take the money. V'Natal Achachar V'Kafim, V'Bab Balchov V'Natal Karka. And along came the Balchov, because the father owed money, and now he came, and he took the Karka from Reuben. So now, what's the din? The Azil high now. Reuven now. The Reuven, his land was taken away from him. Can go v'shakil palga b'ksafi b'adein. He can go and take from Shimon half of the money because he said, you know, why should I pay for the whole chov for the father? You also, you know. So he says, he goes to Shimon and says, give me half the money because you got all the money. I got all the field. All the fields were taken away. So give me half the money. So that's what that Ravasi meant. When he says that ksafim are karka, that he can come and get half the ksafim for the karka that was taken away. So Gemara says, that's no chiddush, pshita. Hi brava, hi labra. What, is he a son and he's not a son? Of course they both have to share in the debt of the father. Well, what's the chiddush? Ikadam riyada rabba. Some say, no, the opposite. Not only is it pshita that he could do that, it lafich, he can't do that. Why? Ikad rabba, li'ida kisa. How so? The Amri lay, because the one that took the money can say to the one that took to the land, Lahaki Shakli Ksafim. The E Meganve, this is where I took the money, because if it gets stolen, Mishtalam and Minach, then it's then I won't be able to lo mishtalamin. I won't be able to take it from you. Well, hachi shakad ara, and that's why you took the land. Di mitarfa lo mishtalim lach minai. So he says, la'afech, he can't come and take the half the money. Why? Because he could say, look, we each got something that has a downside to it, right? I took money, which is good. I have, you know, cold cash, which is great. On the other hand, there's a danger of it getting stolen. And if it gets stolen, I can't come to you, right? Knock on your door. Oh, my money got stolen, so give me half of your land. I took the money, and no, that's okay. It happens, it gets stolen. So it's like, I took the downside of taking the money, it might get stolen, I can't come to you. So too, the downside of taking the land is that it might get, there might be a debt of our father's gonna be taken away, and you can't come to me either. Just like I can't come to you, you can't come to me. So again, that can't be where Babasi is talking about, because according to this, here, so it's not true that he can go and take half the money. Okay. Ella, lishnei achim, shechalku. Different attempt. Rav Asi was talking about two brothers again, shechalku. Again, but not that money and the land. They split the land, right? There's all the land the father left. Reuven took half the land. Shimon took the other half of the land. And then a Balkov came and took, let's say, Reuven's portion. And now he wants to collect from Shimon. He says, you know, all my land was taken away from our father's debt. So now he can go to Shimon, and Shimon has a chance to, he said, look, take money. He can give him half the land or half, or they earn money. That's what Rav Asi meant, or land or money. He can say, you're right, I owe half of it. Take money. Take land. He has a choice. That's what Rav Asi is saying. Rav Asi chadazimna. So, okay, that could be, it's true. But the problem is, Rav Asi already said this once. So why is he telling us again the same din? Where did he say it once? Dietmar. Hachim shechalku. We have brothers that divided out land. In other words, the father died and they divided out half and half. Ubabalchov v'natal chalkosh lechamim. And then, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, the Balchov took Reuven's land. Now we have a three-way machlokes. Rav Amar batla machlokes. Rav says that since it was taken away, Reuven's was taken away, the division is batal, and now they redivide the land again, what's left over by Shimon. Now they redivide it. Shmuel Amar, no, Viter, Fuch, he says that Reuven loses out. His land that he took was taken away, tough luck, and that's the end of that. He can't go to Shimon at all. Ravasi, here's our Ravasi. Ravasi Amar, no tel Revia Makark, Revia Bimaos. Here the vir really means or. In other words, the land that he has, Shimon has, he doesn't give half of it to Reuven. He gives a quarter of it, and the quarter can either be land or money. So here's our, like we said, Rav Asi said it already. He can either give land or money. Here's where he said it. We'll see in a minute why a quarter. Okay, now the Gemara explains the three shittas. Rav Amar batla machlokes, why? Kasavar achim shechalku kiyorshim habu. He says that the reason why we redivide, to make the division with the, you know, land now by Shimon, we redivide it out between the two of them, because he held that they have a din of yorshim. In other words, the father died, and now they're yorshim, the land falls to them. Now when they divide the land out, they're still considered yorshim, until right till the end. And therefore, somebody takes away the debt from the debt of the father, they're still yorshim, and now they re-divide out to Yerusha. And therefore, that's why they do that. Shmuel amar viter kasavar achim shechalku lekuchos. Shmuel says no. He says the reason why it gets taken away from Reuven, zeu. And Reuven loses that he can't shimon, is because they have a din of lekuchos. And what type of lekuchos? Lekuchos shelo b'achrayas tami. In other words, once it falls to them and they divide it out, the Yerusha's finished. So now they're considered, when they take each one takes their part, buyers like they're buyers. And buyers without achrayas, so they can't go to each other and say, hey, give me back, you know, it was taken away from me. It's like buying without achrayas, and therefore Reuven loses out, and so. And now Rav Asi Amar Notel Revia Bekarka, as we said, or really means Revia Bekmemaos, Mesafkale Ike Yorshim Damim, Ike Lechuchos Damim. Hilkach, therefore, notel reviyah b'karka reviyah b'malos. So he held that he was mesupak, right? So Rav, they split up all the land that remains by Shimon. According to Shmuel, he gets nothing. Rav Asi says, I'm not sure. Is it like this or like this? So mama namutal b'safik chokim. Instead of giving him, according to Rav, you get all the half of the land. According to Shmuel, you get nothing. So what do you do? Reva. Mama namutal, therefore Reva. But again, that Reva can either be land or money, and that's why we're bringing it to so that Rav Asi therefore already said this did. So why, if we're saying that when Rav Asi says Bayas Ksafi Marein Kekarka, he refers to this idea, he already said it. So the Gemara concludes, therefore Ella my then we said the Harein Kekarka, the Ksafi is like Karka, the Indian Meitav. We're going back to our original pshat that he can give either Meitav or he can give Ksafi. We said that's a problem because Rav Huna, you know, said it already. Yachi, I need Rav Huna. So, you're right. So make a tikkun and say, Ema, vechein amaravasi. Add that word vechein and then we're good. And, in Achanam, he's saying exactly what I said, vechein amaravasi. Yeah, okay, see the Rashis. Leinian meitav, da filu yesh lo idis, misalik mekasa. He doesn't have to give, he can give money if he wants, he buy. I knew the Rav Huna, Shuna said it, V'hava lei lemeimer, Shuna said v'chein amar avasi. Not al karka, b'shvil chovot aviyem. The Azil Hai, the brother, Ach, Shakil, Paul Gavik Safim, he takes it and hid half of it in money with his brother, in Mechav, V'hai knew the Kamar, that's when Rav Asi, when he said, Arein ke karka, the Baal Safim, Nami, Yifra, Chetzi chovo shelachim, because he can pay the chetzi chov if he wants with the money. Hi, brava, I love brava, mitmiya, kolomar, bal ksafim, lo have bra. What the one that took the money is not a son, limerlifroa chov aviv, aval bal karka have bra. They're both sons, of course he has to give half. Ika da amri afuch, the leida kisa perchinan, the bal ksafim lo lechim, he's not chayv at all. The amar le, le bal karka, lachi shakli, etc. לשני אחים שחלקו קרקע, בא בלכו ונטל חלק האחד, דמשלם לו האחר, חצי חלקו, או קרקע, או מסלק לו מזוזה, you can give him half in either way, either with land or money, והיינו הרי הן כקרקע, that's what he meant, דמצי מסלק למזוזה כקרקע. בטלה מחלויקס, אותה חלוקה that they originally made is בטל, וחוזרים וחוקים משווה החלק הנשאר, that's רבי שמעון. Viter Avad, he lost it. Revi Bakarka, Yagzilo Reva Kelko. O Karka, O Maus, either or. Revi Bamaus, or Revi Somad, means or. Kemodit Nan Beyavamos, give an example when it says V, but it really means or. Like Chalatz Vyasamaimar, Vinasan Get, Ubal, this means he did all those things, it means this or this. Kiyorshim Dami, Vyashayim Lifa, they both have to pay. Hilkach Machatzit Chalko Yakzil, he has to give him back half. Or, Kelechuchos Dami. Ikelechuchos Dami, Ve'ein Lo Alav Klum. Therefore, he can't ask anything from his brother. Hilkach, therefore, since he was Mesupak, Hilkach Revi, Meyoto Chelek Hamagia Yifra, Davalei Safik Maman, Chol Maman Amuta Basafik, Chol Kim. That's why he takes a quarter. Ve'ein no tell imo el reva. Ve'hala, yachol esalko ober karko mekesis b'maus, and therefore that's what Rashi is saying. In that quarter, he can give either with land or with money. Now he just brings another girsa, which he doesn't like so much. Lish nachrina v'revia b'mamos, mamash. Levad revia karko. Now, not or, he gives him both. A quarter of maos, besides the quarter of land. Behind arein ke karka. That's what it means. Misafkale, iki yorshim damu, v'chayv lakzirlo machasit kalko karka. He has to give the whole half with karka. O yachalasalko b'maos. O kaglokukos dami. Umiyu kalokeak machrayas. Mihu kalokeak machrayas dami. However, unlike what we said before, it's with achrayas. V'chayv lakzir lo machasit masha d'shibet. Therefore, he has to give him half that he lost. Aval b'maos yachol esalko. However, he could give him with money if he wants. Hilchak yachzir b'karka ki yorshim, and therefore he gives him a quarter in land like the yorshim. And Revi b'maos, the other Revi, gives him with money. Kemocher b'achrayas, but he said I like the first pshat better. Lashon Rishon Shema.